Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Father Walter Nolan Jr. told the Commercial Appeal, so no longer at St. Benedict, who had been coached by Marlon Walls, he moved on. Walter Nolan may have already been moving on, but he is officially moving on. And here's the thing about it. He'll only be a few miles from UT, as Kari Thompson points out, less than 20 minutes away from Neyland Stadium. They weren't initially on his list. So this is the news and
this
story,
isn't a UT
at least
thing
to,
connection so well, far.
But to me it is. He wasn't initially on his, I think it says everything. Yeah. Wasn't initially on the list,
gotcha.
But he added the Vols to his updated top 5 mm-hmm. list earlier this month, and now he's going to finish his career, high school career, 20 minutes away, less than that, from Neyland Stadium.
Yeah.
So the fact that you added them too, he's choosing between a top 5 of Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Michigan, and Tennessee. Again, you're talking about the number 3 prospect in the country mm-hmm. was at St. Benedict last year, and now he's moved within 20 miles of Neyland Stadium?
Yeah.
You telling me you don't feel he's added Tennessee to the list, and now he's moving to play at Powell High School in Knox County that's basically in the Vols' backyard. You telling me if you're the Vols, you're not feeling awfully good about this? Those, to me, are flags that...
Yeah.
And we talked about the advantage you have when you are... A Penny Hardaway, and you're recruiting a James Wiseman when he's in your backyard, all right. The built-in advantages that you'd have. Well, Tennessee has them now when it comes to Walter Nolan III. So one of the best football prospects in the country had been at St. Benedict. It will now head up to Knox County. He's going to be playing at Powell High School. And again, 6'5", 280, one of the best prospects in the country, the number 1 defensive lineman prospect in the country, now leaving St. Benedict, is going to play a Knox.
The first part of that story, I don't know if we've talked about it on the radio station or not.
Playing under the night lights of Neyland.
I know Marlon was our guy. I mean, friend of the show. He's been on the station a bunch, and so he left SBA. I don't think Joey Magnifico got that SBA job.
The tight end at Memphis.
Yeah, he's now. I guess he's a coach now at SBA.
Yes, which is a great opportunity for him.
Yeah.
Good get if you're SBA. I think they had somebody in between the two of them just for a real short time who decided,
not going
to
do it.
Not going to work out. And so to be able to still get a Magnifico, hopefully you can keep whatever momentum you had there with Walls, keep it going. But yes, that was news. Glad you dropped that in there. Former Tiger Magnifico taking over SBA, which will no longer have Mr. Nolan. He's headed up to play
that
basically
stinks.
Under the lights.
I wish he were still here because I don't want him playing for Tennessee.
Well,
I
would say you got to feel real good about it if you're Tennessee that wasn't initially on his list.
No,
now you are,
easy now.
And he's playing his senior season in your backyard. So I would feel good about the chances of getting him if I am the Vols. All right, we got one more break, then we're getting to Respect Burgers. Got a couple to give out. Certainly got a Disrespect Dog to give out happily. Hint, hint, American basketball didn't do too well over the weekend. But plenty of good to get to, including what occurred at the Peach Jam. Which with a couple of Memphians. No, not Team Thad, who struggled there, had some COVID issues, but another two prospects out of Memphis had a very good week over at the Peach Jam. We'll do all that and more when we get back. Listen to J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, and Odyssey Memphis proudly support the 2021 Church Health Giving Day. All day on Tuesday, July 27th. Help us by becoming a champion and join hundreds of others who give to church health. Committed, compassionate, and ensuring quality health care to those in need. Donate through the link at 92.9ESPN.com or help out today through churchhealth.org. 92.9 FM, ESPN, cares about Memphis and the Mid-South community. This is Memphis' sports station with a legacy of sports in the Mid-South. The flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers Talk. 92.9 FM ESPN. An Odyssey station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Make a slick comment and see what that brings. I seen it go down, we can reenact things. Extreme like BMXing. These boys in a BMXing.
People around 125 or so, we will talk to the great Jason Fitz of ESPN Spain and Fitz. Got a little college football for him. Little NBA draft for him, perhaps, and much more. We'll do that again 125, 130-ish before we do it. On Mondays, we like to hand out some flowers. We do it in the form of burgers. It's called Respect Burgers. Let's do it.
Now, it's time for the Jason and John Show, Respect Burgers.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me.
Sizzling Respect Burgers, served hot and fresh from Jason and John.
All right, from the Peach Jam, and no, this isn't about Team Thad, who, unfortunate, I mean, couldn't catch a break. They go 0-5, if I'm not mistaken, last week. Including having to forfeit the last two games. They had all kind of COVID issues.
Yeah.
Heard Norton Hurd on with Gary Parrish last week. You get to the finals and they up the number of times they're testing you. It sounded like it was going from every couple of days to every day.
Daily, that's
they had
tough,
issues.
Man.
I think Chandler Jackson, the former the CBHS standout, played for Team Thad, got a bunch of offers, including from Memphis. He put on Instagram he had come down with a positive test. So they had to forfeit their last two, go 0-5. But there were Memphis players and prospects who did very well, including a couple of guys we have mentioned before.
Yeah,
Brad, and you're very familiar with them because you've been out on the circuit, particularly with this age group. Curtis Givens III and Arshon King, both prospects out of MUS, both have been offered by Penny Hardaway and the University of Memphis. They were part of a 15 and under Nike EYBL team, that Team Thad team we were referring to, part of the 17 and under competition.
Okay.
This team, Curtis Givens and Arshon King, were part of a team from the Skills Academy, excuse me, the Skills Factory,
right,
out of Atlanta. Sort of like what Kennedy Chandler did a couple of summers ago, joining MoCan and going and winning a Peach Jam title.
Mm-hmm.
Memphis kid, but on a different team, not Memphis-based team, going and winning. That's what Curtis Givens and Arshon King did over the weekend. Again, got with the Skills Factory, won the 15-under Peach Jam title in South Carolina. Givens, who was a point guard, 11 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, had 3 three-pointers. King had 11 points, 4 of 7 from the field, 8 rebounds, 2 blocks. He's 6'6". Givens, what, 6'2"?
Yeah.
6, maybe approaching 6, over 6 feet. We'll put it that way. He's still growing. And again, these are class of 2024 guys that Penny Hardaway has offered. They go and take the Skills Factory team to a 6-0 mark in the Peach Jam. Big respect to those dudes. They decide to go a different route. Again, this team, the Skills Factory, Curtis's father was telling me he's out of Atlanta, joined up with them. Looked like they joined the right bunch. Went and won a, went and won a national title and did that over the weekend at the Peach Jam. Another bit of news from the Peach Jam, Jalen Duren, who we talked quite a bit about, the University of Memphis, obviously highly involved with him, trying to get a 6'10 center to Memphis, trying to do it this season. Right now he's currently rated number one in the class of 2022, expected now that the Peach Jam is over to reclassify and then choose whether he's going to Memphis, Kentucky, or Miami, or whether he's going to go the pro route. His team, team final during this Peach Jam, we've all been waiting to get over so we can see what Jalen Duren's decision is. They won. They won the whole thing. They beat Bradley Beal's team 64-61 in the title game. Heard Parrish talking about him a lot last week, and we were all tuned in because typically with when what Parrish, to what Parrish was saying, because typically number one prospects in the country, oh, you expect them to be dominant, to eventually be top five draft picks,
five-star, maybe top 10
if it's a stretch, right? Gary was saying how he didn't look necessarily like a guy who's number one, not as dominant as you would see in some. And the reason I bring that up, and I think it's important, is because if we're talking about what's not a 6'10 center, but in fact a well-chiseled but 6'8 center, if you're talking about starting your pro track, and he can get $1 million up front if he goes G League, starting that right now as a 6'8 center, you might get exposed.
Yeah.
How many 6'8 centers, Brad, are there in the NBA? You just don't
see many.
You don't see them. And he is that. He's more of a center. But if he's 6'8, you might be better off going to college, which it seems like with every passing day, seems like we're getting closer and closer to him taking that college route. You might be better going there, trying to build your brand, trying to dominate there for a level before you go that pro route, especially if you're just going to be a 6'8 center. So that's what's interesting about Jalen Duren. But to cap it, you know, to sort of put the bow on this, his team took care of business, team final. Now, he ain't the only one. They've got a bunch of other prospects, including one of the other best players in the country. But he had 17 points, 10 rebounds, 3 blocks, and 3 assists. And so while at times, you know, he's just been one of the guys on that team, he was absolutely dominant against Brad Beal elite in the final. They win 64-61. Now, that's in that 17 and under group.
Sure.
That is the most prestigious. But a shout-out, obviously, to MUS. They would be rising sophomores. Curtis Givens III and Arshon King, part of a national title winner, part of a national champion in the Skills Factory, winning the 15 and under Nike EYBL title.
That that Jalen Duren picture of the Montverde headshot that's floating around, he looks like a beast, though, in that photo.
He looked like a grown-ass man.
I mean, that's a for all
that's
of his deficiencies, I mean, I have a respect on that.
Okay.
That picture.
I wish we could play this. No, absolutely. And he's a stud.
And Imani, real quick on that. And Imani Bates, they're looking at him too, right?
Yeah, they hope to. Memphis would love to get. They're not going to get both.
They're not going
to
get both.
But you'd love to get one or the other.
Right.
And Hurd had talked about that with us a couple of weeks ago, saying how Memphis seemed to be in good position with both, not just with Jalen Duren, but with Bates too.
Yeah.
We shall see. With Duren, this is a deal where this news could come any moment at that in terms of the reclassification. Okay. Now, his decision, we'll see. Expect that, too, here pretty soon. But the reclassification decision was supposed to come here right after the Peach Jam. So be expecting some news on Jalen Duren. He deserves a respect burger. There's no question about it, winning the Peach Jam title. But more so in this for Curtis Givens and Arshon King.
Yeah,
they
respect,
won the 15
man.
And under version of this. All right, next one is something you probably haven't seen. Maybe you have. Over the weekend, I was sent a video by my man, Big Wink.
Big Wink?
In that video, I had to... So wait a minute. Let me turn this up. What's going on? A couple of Memphis cops.
Yeah?
It's gone viral. Brad, you may be able to find it. Otherwise, I'd say go get it and play it, but we can't because some of the language at this point.
Yeah,
there'd be so many bleeps, it probably wouldn't be worth it.
Okay.
I just described to you what was going
like
on.
Like any good check-in.
But respect to the two Memphis cops who were in the video.
Yeah.
It's out on Beale Street, and it's these couple of cops getting flamed by like two or three dudes who are checking them. But instead of like, y'all go on about your business, or as you might expect, you would see in an interaction like this, or the cops walking off or saying, you know, hey, yeah, ha ha, we're moving on. The cops check back, and so you have this instance of this going back and forth, which from an outsider looking in at this might be like, is that an altercation? Because there's some language, but we know too with Memphis checking,
it's part of the game.
And it's some, you know, I don't even need to go into what the words actually are, but it's part of the deal, and it can be good-natured even with some language that necessarily we can't play here. But here's the point. Rather than having, because what we're used to doing, ladies and gentlemen, clearly, when we're talking about interactions with the police, is talking about when they go bad, is talking about those kinds of things, or when someone is arrested, that obviously.
Negative.
This was a case where clearly, even with the language, an outsider looking in might have said, man, that looks like
we got something wrong.
Is that escalating? It was something good going on. And I wish I knew the two officers' names. But a big respect burger to them for their good naturedness of it. Because in particular, I'll just get down to brass tacks. We're talking about an African-American community and its trust, or better, distrust of the police, which is something that's been going on in this country. We've been talking about long before George Floyd. It's interactions like this. When the police can show, right, and you can't do this all the time because the job doesn't allow you to do it. You have the decisions that you're required to make don't put you in a position like this. But when you're in a position to where you can have a little good-natured fun back with them and I don't know, Brad, build on that relationship. Between people, right, and the people who police us, who are here to protect and to serve us, by the way. That interaction between those officers and that group of men, while some might have looked at it and said, man, that's getting out of hand. Oh, what about that language? That was a good thing.
Yes.
Because, like you know, I've told you before, I know Brad feels this way too, the majority of cops are just trying to get home, do their job as best they can, serve you, protect you, and get home to their loved ones. That's the majority of them. But what they have a hard time showing you a lot of times is that human being, right? Because they've got this job to do where they're being asked, you know, life's on the line, they're being asked to make life and death decisions. They can't show you the human in them, right? A lot of times. And so anyway, for whatever, you know, reason, this struck me over the weekend as good.
Sure.
Watching this happen on Beale Street, and rather than those cops seeing those guys that were checking them in as a threat, as some might have, that ain't going nowhere. They saw it as an opportunity to interact, in this case, to hit them back. And it was just pure Memphis.
Yep.
And I so much wish we could play it in the air so everybody could understand it. But again, if you know checking in Memphis, the language can get to a point. But it was great to see it. And a big respect to those cops that were down for it and interacted with those guys down on Beale.
Community policing is the name of the game. Building a bridge, building relationships. We had this guy, Tommy Norman, who's legendary out of North Little Rock. He was on Gary's show when I used to produce it. And he's taking selfies. He's going into the neighborhoods. You know, you've got to. We don't see that. We talk about all the negative stuff.
Y'all got to do this. Y'all got to do this.
We're talking about the negative stuff.
And that's typically what we focus on. Again, if you can talk about bettering that relationship, then any chance you can get to do it, you do it. Any chance you can do it, you do it. And so I'm holding up those couple of cops, Memphis
good
cops,
story.
Down on Beale in the check session they did. And like we said, we'll have one soon here to go along with the Olympics. And then another one off the beaten path. Brad, I'm not – because you've been involved in radio so long and at the level you have, you probably have run across this guy. But I had to throw it out there because I've got a great respect for him. He'd been a mentor for me during the time I was at the CA and sort of looking to, hey, what else can I do? At that point, it was a podcast particularly. Had gone over to his studios, which at that time were in Midtown. It's called Kudzukian.
Okay.
Not sure if you're familiar with Kudzukian and with my guy Larry Robinson. But last week on Thursday, he officially went from those Midtown studios, which he'd been putting together. They got 20 or more shows. You got all kinds of shows, R&R on sports. At one point, my man, Michael Sheffield from the Memphis Business Journal, is now down at St. Jude. We were looking at throwing together a podcast. But what it was it was an opportunity for us to get out and try to get outside our box and do something big time. He opened up a new studio last week at the Agra Center, cut the tape on it.
All right.
They employ a couple of dozen of folks. Brad, at this point, they may be competition. I'm not exactly sure in terms of what.
Sure.
A lot of times, you know, my point is that he deserves all the credit in the world for what
local
he's
business.
Built
it's a
with
local,
Kudzukian, a local business. And again, I think employs 15 right now on his roster and has just given so many, you know, aspiring voices a chance.
Yeah.
Has sort of been his role, you know, shepherding voices to that market, giving them the ability to get it out there. He's sort of been that. So to see his business, Kudzukian, grow to a point where they're able to come out of that those Midtown upper studio apartment that he was in with a, you know, having this one studio, nice facilities, but these are much nicer. It's official. And so a big respect burger to Larry Robinson for the many too that he has inspired, helped get to the point that they're going, Kadzuki and growing, and was very happy to see him get that as well. And then, of course, you know, with this Oklahoma-Texas thing, I just think it's worth saying, and I want to get to my disrespect dog because I actually have one of those besides just the one you're gonna say. But for Memphis athletics in particular, you may be left out on the outside looking in this time around again, but whether it's Rudd or on down to the Bowen, Veach, all that they have done to sort of put yourself in a position where you're hoping to get the call out, a respect to the job because while we blew it the first time around, when Louisville was making all the right decisions, Memphis was not. But they have since then, as particularly here over the last 6-7 years, done all they can. And I just a tip of the cap to what you've done to try to put yourself in position to be taken, right, to be selected by these big boys. And even if it comes up short, still I think it's worth a tip of the cap to everybody over there who's tried to put Memphis in a position to make it attractive both on the academic side and the athletic side to get this chance to go up with the big dog. I have my doubts of whether or not you will get it, whether we will actually get the credit for it and it be acknowledged in the way that it needs to be by some of these bigger conferences, whoever it is, or hell, if it's an AAC, just staying together. But Memphis has done remarkable things in terms of putting itself in this position to be put up. All right, disrespect dogs. You have one,
I
got to get off my chest.
I think you and I have the same disrespect dog. Is yours going to be this Olympics one?
Nope. No. You go for that one. I got a different
one. Can I do one more respect burger before we get to the disrespect?
Please do.
Respect.
Triple-A Memphis Redbirds.
Oh, they keep winning.
The Redbirds have won.
I'm glad you did this.
So there are, you know, we don't talk a lot about baseball for obvious reasons. It's not the number one in this market. But when you win 15 games in a row, we got to give a respect burger to the Memphis Redbirds. 15 in a row, including all on the road this past weekend, winning all of them. So they've won 15 games in a row. They were way under 500. In fact, they were 15 games under 500. They've won all these games to get back to 500. That's how bad they were at the beginning of the season. And then you ask, why have they been this bad? Well, at the beginning of the season, you're doing these week-long, you know, games. So it's this coming week they're going to be in Memphis and they'll play Gwinnett, but they play the same team for a week. That's how they scheduled the minor league games this year.
I got you.
All right, so if you get under, like this week, they just had Louisville's number. So they just won all those games against Louisville. My point is, things that have helped the Redbirds recently are all these rehab assignments because you have Ponce de Leon, you have Michaelis, and all these players from, this is why the Cardinals haven't been so good because they've had to ship them down for a game or two in Memphis, all right? Mm-hmm. But who gets to benefit when you ship a major league player down to Memphis? Memphis does. So respect burger to the Memphis Redbirds, and shouts to them. My kid and I went to the game a couple of weeks ago. Couldn't have had a better time.
I'm so glad you cooked up a burger for them.
Tuesday they play at AutoZone at 7 o'clock against Gwinnett. And then the disrespect dog, I got to go back to the Olympics and the U.S. men's Olympic team.
Oh, yeah, we blew that.
That is just, let me keep the grill sizzling here because that's a steam-fried respect dog for the Olympic men's team. You got to do better than that, and I suppose that if you play Iran and, I guess, Ahmed Adadi on Tuesday night, you get that one done and you'd be right back in the gold medal favor.
Usually I leave the disrespect dogs to John when we're whole, and to you when John is out.
Yes,
and leave that up.
You
to
got
y'all.
You got a dog on to get off your
today
chest.
Today I have to get something off my chest before we get to Jason Fitz here up next.
Yep,
a disrespect dog and whatever more you can put on it, the most disrespect to the 21-year-old dude who went into Incredible Pizza on Saturday.
Oh, this is terrible. Good. I'm glad you brought this up.
And Brad shot his mom.
Yeah.
Shot his mom and another man in Incredible Pizza. So this fool and Travion Greer goes into Incredible Pizza. Well, y'all know it's more than just 21. Hell, you got three-year-olds and four in there
little
with their moms. You got little ones in there.
Terrible.
In
families.
Cordova. And part of this is me because it's literally right around the corner from my house.
That's in a neighborhood.
Could have been me and Chris in there. Yeah. Praise God that more folks weren't injured than there were. He gets thrown out because he's in a fight, comes back with a gun, proceeds to shoot the place up, doesn't give a damn to the point of whether he's going to hit kids or not because he hits his mom, who he wasn't even trying to hit. A damn fool. And again, I go back to, you know, you looked at Channel 3, all these interviews, Fox 13 was out there, to the innocent folks that had just gone up there with their kid. You try to spend a Saturday in there, and you feel like, the last thing I need to be able to think about, the last thing I should have to think about is some fool, a 21-year-old, supposed to be a man right. coming up in here with a gun, can't even control the damn thing to a point. Brad, and this is what frustrates me. Oh, you so bad, right? You go back and get a gun. You come back in there. You're so good with a gun, you shoot your mom. You know what I'm saying?
It's like, embarrassing.
Like a child.
Awful.
He's 21. A boy, clearly, right. with a gun who's just waving that thing around and just shooting to be shooting. It could have hit anybody, could have hit one of these little kids. So, believe me, it needs a lot more than a disrespect dog. There's no question about it.
Terrible.
But here's the point. We got young adults in this case making these kinds of decisions around kids won't be able to defend themselves. You got single moms in there. You got families in there that can't defend themselves. Your dumbass comes in there with a gun, shoots your own mom. Just what are we thinking in this day and age, man? You're just doing this in an open day where a place where you got kids. So, you know, obviously more than a disrespect dog. I mean, he's been charged with first degree attempted murder, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
He needs a lot more than that. But just the idea, brother, that on a Saturday, man, we're just trying to have a good weekend, and you're out there with your kids, and you got fools like this out there. Give him a disrespect dog and a whole hell of a lot more. We got a lot to give to Jason Fitz, including our thanks for joining us like he does every Monday. He's going to do that when we get back. Ask him about Texas and Oklahoma moving over. No disrespect for Jason Fitz, only respect. He's one of the best. We'll talk to him when we get back. You listen to J&J 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com. And with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road, the best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We're back, and he is Jason Fitz, host of Spain and Fitz, which you can hear every day right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins us every Monday. Follow him on Twitter, at Jason Fitz. He joins us now. All right, Fitzy, Texas and Oklahoma made it official, notified Big 12 that they'll not be renewing that grant of media rights after the expiration, after 24-25. What do you think, Fitzy? They'll be out of there before the end of 24-25, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. This is just the beginning of a negotiation process, and so now what's going to happen is I think every school is going to go into a little bit bit of cover their butt status, which means realistically, if everybody's trying to cover their butt, that, you know, that you're going to see a free-for-all. And as more teams across the more programs across the conference find new opportunity, I think the hope for everybody is that they can figure out a way to get situated so that they can position themselves. So, yeah, I think this is just the beginning of what's going to be done in the course of the next, I'd say, 2 years.
We know what it's going to mean for the SEC, and we'll get into that set. What's it mean for the Big 12, you think, Fitz? Will it blow up? Will it try to pull from others? Will it look to, hey, Pac-12, we're calling you, we need to form up and make a super conference? What happens there in the Big 12, do you think?
I think the Big 12 is going to try to expand first. Uh-huh. I just don't know that the brands are there. The hard part is that, you know, who can you get that replaces Texas and Oklahoma? And that's a question, by the way, who can you get that replaces Texas and Oklahoma? Is the same thing that every conference now, the ACC and the Big Ten, are asking themselves the same thing, because how are you going to keep up
right
with an SEC that's just added two of the biggest brands and two of the biggest moneymakers in college football? So if you're the Big Ten and you're trying to make sure that your conference remains competitive with them, I think that's a huge question to answer. If you're the ACC, it's a huge question to answer. So I think what the Big 12 is going to try and do first is look to poach other schools. But the problem is the only other schools they can get that will help them stay at the same level would be large West Coast brands or Notre Dame. Notre Dame, if they're going anywhere, isn't going to the Big 12.
Right.
And I don't see how Oregon can justify, not just for football and basketball, but, like, think about gymnastics or swimming. Like, how do you justify having to make a trip suddenly down to Texas from Oregon for conference matchups? So, you know, I think the Big 12 is just stuck in a place where, you know, they're going to look to the Memphises and the Cincinnatis and try and find a way to keep themselves relevant there. I just don't know that that does enough.
Well, we wish Memphis was on that list. Doesn't sound like, from reading Thamel and other guys, that Memphis is very high up on the priority list. You got Cincy, you got, you know, the UCFs, maybe even the USFs, the Houstons, the SMUs, maybe even before Memphis, and that certainly wouldn't be good news. What do you think about the for Memphis it wouldn't be. What do you think about the likelihood, Fitzy, of them? Do you doubt then that we'll get to a point where it's four super conferences like we were bouncing around all of last week, you know, 64 halves, if you will? Do you doubt we'll get to that point?
No, I think that's exactly where we're headed.
Okay.
And, you know, I think the only hard part about that is I'm not sure that there's enough quality teams to really create four super conferences.
That's what I'm saying.
I think we're going to end up with one super conference and three other conferences. So, you know, there's going to be a not just a gap, but a moat between where the SEC is and the Big Ten is, and then another moat between where the Big Ten is and the ACC is, and whatever's left is, I mean, at this point, and I do believe over the course of the next few weeks, Memphis will put themselves in that conversation, partially because they have to. If you're not part of one of those conferences,
exactly,
you might as well just stop.
That's what we've talked about. So, okay, let's say you don't. I'm with you, because I asked the question all of last week. If you're left out of whatever that looks like, then it is going to be tough to get your fans, period, excited. And at the end, that's what it is. You're trying to sell tickets. That, you know, but if you've, you know, folks try to tell me, well, no, you'll still have a chance with the way the college football playoff and the proposal is. If you're outside looking in, say, as you are now in an AAC, that hopefully you've held on to enough of the bigger parts, the Cincy's and UCF's, to keep it somewhat attractive. Maybe you've even reached out and added that's the best case scenario. But that, Fitzy, as a guy who's followed that program for a long time, even covered it, that doesn't excite me. To you, is it the best-case scenario, though, for a Memphis, if you're outside looking in, to try to do that and keep the AAC as much intact as you can and just say, hey, look, we're playing for second best and hopefully we get our shot in the college football playoff? I'm just not buying, Fitzy, that shot's still going to be there for you when this thing's all said and done, the dust settles.
I'm 100% on the mindset that shot will not exist.
Mm-hmm.
Playoff expansion is going to change in the next 3 weeks because of this conversation. Like, I flat out asked Heather Dinich about it, and one thing she said is that across the landscape of college football, people are already looking at it saying, wait a minute, we don't want to create a 12-team playoff when we realize that 6-8 of those teams could try and come from one conference, which
exactly
suddenly becomes real. So I don't think that there's going to be any protection given to the Group of Five at this point. I think that now they're looking at it saying, how do we protect ourselves? So what's the impetus for, you know, USC and Oregon to want to protect Cincinnati? There is none. So You know, I think we're going to look at four massive conferences that are going to be worried solely about protecting their own playoff interests.
That's what I'm saying.
Group of five is going to be left behind. It's going to be told basically like Division Three, like play your season whenever you want and have your own champion. And that is not appealing.
Oh, no, no. And you'd hate to be on the outside looking into that. As far as I'm concerned, it'd be an absolute death blow. And for a program that's had to work hard to get where it's gotten and you're trying to get yourself ready for this opportunity, man, what you would have to get through at that point, what you'd be working so hard to do, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents, the job would get so much harder. I'm not sure if that's enough to survive. All right, moving on. Over to the NFL, Aaron Rodgers, training camp starts for Green Bay tomorrow. You don't expect him to be there, do you? How long is this going to go on? Will he play this season for Green Bay?
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be there now, and I'm not sure he's going to be there at all, but I don't think Green Bay's going to fold. Like, they've got too much in it right now. So I think the Packers are going to tell him, play for us or don't play at all. And I think he's just stubborn enough to say, fine, I won't play anywhere. But what I don't think he realizes is that Packer fans at the end of the day are going to have the back of the organization. I mean, at some point, what else can you offer him? You've told him you're sorry. You've said we could have handled it differently, and you've offered to make him the highest paid player in football. Like, from a fan standpoint, I don't know what else they could do. So, you know, I just can't see them getting enough in return. I think right now there's just zero reason, if I run the Packers, that I'm trading him, because I can't get anything back that helps me today. And I'm just stubborn enough in all of this to say, cool, write me a $35 million check and sit at home. And that's what he'd have to do. So I think it's a gut punch for Aaron Rodgers coming in a big, big way.
NFL warned last week of potential forfeits, you know, loss of game checks if unvaccinated players prompted an outbreak. Do you think, Fitzy, it's more likely, you know, laying down the law to make guys get vaccinated, or is it more likely to make them dig in against you against gets getting vaccinated? What do you think?
I think they're trying to get everybody vaccinated, and this is their way of doing it. I mean, I think they're just putting a hammer down, especially when they tell you that it's going to cost teams money if they have to forfeit, because what they're really telling you there is every team now is going to say, hey, I don't need to get – like Brian Hoyer was one that was used as an example the other day on social media, somebody that doesn't want to get vaccinated, and he's a backup quarterback for the Patriots. Why are you keeping a backup quarterback that doesn't want to get vaccinated that may cost you a game? So, you know, if he can't even be in the room because you don't know what would happen, contact tracing, like, I that's the inevitability. They're basically telling teams, you can't cut somebody just because of COVID, but here's a bunch of reasons why COVID will cause you to cut somebody. It's a dirty, slippery slope they've gone down, but they've gone down that slope, and the PA's done nothing about it.
So in some cases, you know, there's potential to pit players against each other in the locker room, obviously. And I just use the case of a DeAndre Hopkins. If DeAndre Hopkins decides, Fitzy, he's one of the stars of the team, so he's not one of those guys you could just cut loose, like a second or a third backup, you know, backup quarterback or whatever it is. How are you feeling about him if you were on one side of the locker room, you love him and you know you need him, but if he's unvaccinated, it leads to a breakout? How are you as a teammate feeling about a guy you respect as a player? You want him on the field. Hell, you respect everything about him when it comes to the game. But if he cost you, Fitzy, and he cost you a game check, how are you feeling about DeAndre Hopkins at that point? I know what the NFL's sort of been back put in this position, and they got to get the rates up, but you've almost pitted guys in that situation. And, you know, I wonder how much of DeAndre Hopkins is thinking about that when he deletes the tweet.
Yeah, no, it's going to rip locker rooms apart, because whether you're a low-money guy that's just in your small window and all of a sudden you're saying, well, now I got to lose 1/16 of my $700,000 that might be the only money I ever make in the NFL,
right,
or whether you're a guy that's making $2 million a game that's turned around and saying, wait, you just cost me $2 million? Like, no matter how you look at it, that is an awkward conversation. And we saw it in the NBA. You know, when the shutdown first happened, there was questions of how locker rooms were handling it. Now, I mean, now that you know exactly what's expected, if you choose not to do it, I think it absolutely rips locker rooms apart this year, which will change the outcome of season.
Where's your rage meter? Talking to Jason Fitz, of course, here on J&J. Follow him on Twitter at Jason Fitz. How upset should we be that USA Basketball lost its opener to France, Jason? What about you?
I mean, I think it's such an unpredictable year and there's so much better talent, but I do think it's fair to look at it and say, would we be giving any coach not named Pop this much benefit of the doubt? Like, I know why we do it, but, man, that was a team that was built to shoot and couldn't shoot. I mean, I just don't think anything's easy for Team USA this year. And, you know, we have to start to expect that the unexpected is going to happen here, but, man, it feels uncomfortable. They need to come out much like the women's national soccer team did, and really have a strong, continual effort for all of us to feel comfortable.
And then last thing, Fitzy, in terms of viewing, Olympic sport maybe you didn't expect to watch that you've maybe surprisingly been drawn into. Mine is this weekend was skateboarding, I'm not ashamed to say. Got into it a little bit, watched it. Oh, okay, that's interesting. Has there been one maybe you didn't expect to get sucked into that you have with the early Olympics so far?
I didn't know I was going to love three-on-three basketball, and I love it.
Yeah.
Like,
it's fast.
That it's amazing.
Yes,
like,
it's nonstop.
I cannot turn it off. It's my favorite thing happening this year in the Olympics. I mean, swimming and gymnastics are always incredible, but my God, 3x3, as the kids are calling it.
Yep.
Oh, it's chef's kiss. It's perfectly done.
I've absolutely enjoyed it. Our men's team didn't make it. We found that out last week. Didn't qualify for the Olympics. Robbie Hummel and those guys, they didn't qualify. But the women have been fantastic. It's nonstop, and I agree with you completely. The three has been fantastic. Fitz, hoping you have a fantastic week, brother. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, Fitzy.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. He is Jason Fitz, host of Spain and Fitz. You know him. You love him. You can hear it every evening right here on 929 FM ESPN. Can follow him on Twitter at Jason Fitz. See him all over ESPN. I watched some of our women in 3-on-3. They're unstoppable, by the way. We've got a bunch of WNBA players. They're unstoppable. But because of that, I'm pretty sure it's a 12-second shot clock.
Whoa.
The action never slows down. And so by the time they're taking it out, you know, getting the rebound,
you got to get to the rack.
It's like the 3-on-3 game that you and I play. You got to back it out, take it out.
By the
time they do that, it's time to go turn around, get a shot up. And so it's constantly back and forth. The action.
I haven't seen 3-on-3 yet.
I'm like, how in the world? Like we talked about last week, how did America not qualify for this on the men's side? We blew it.
Did we not focus in on it?
I double checked. Robbie Hummel and those guys, they let us down. They didn't make it.
Why is Robbie Hummel like at the front of our 3-on-3 effort?
You'd think we could do a little bit.
No disrespect to Robbie. Like he's a fine player in his time.
And I'm putting it's not certainly on him because it's a 3-on-3, and I think you got four people. Usually, you got one sub.
Yeah,
at least the women
you get your extra.
So it's a team of four.
Okay,
it's not all on Robbie, but I'm pretty sure he was their leading scorer and stuff. You'd think we could up our game.
I mean,
there, like I told you, it don't take. You ain't got to send over Jason Tatum in the 3-on-3. You can get a couple of dudes from North Memphis, get a couple more.
Down here to the precinct. We'll find somebody.
Put them with Will Coleman, the former Tiger, who's still – I saw him the other day at wrestling.
Looks
he's
like
still
he's
in
ready to hurt
sheet.
Somebody.
Brother, we could qualify for the Olympics with that group. I'm not sure why we're pinning it all on Robbie Hummel. You know what I'm saying? All of our hopes as a nation were all on Robbie.
Listen, as equally disappointed –
But 3-on-3 has been great to Fitz's point.
Our men's basketball situation – We are not supposed to be losing to France and not in the 3-on-3.
It ain't looking good, brother.
What is the problem?
Well, we need a reevaluation.
We need a whole reevaluation.
And here's one thing. We touched on this a little bit earlier, but maybe you need hungrier dudes, too.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right.
Like if a Ja Morant gets his shot.
Yeah.
Like we talked about.
Yeah.
He's hungry in this.
Yes.
He's going hard in this. There is no, hey, I'm not trying to get hurt, or hey, I'm just coming off a finals appearance, you know what I'm saying?
And if you just won the NBA title, how hungry are you?
Hey, let me settle for this jumper.
Yeah.
It's a guy in his first Olympic appearance who wanted it. He's an absolute dog.
And I agree.
Those guys go out there, and I know you can find that guy on the 3-on-3 side, whatever he looks like, whether it's a semi-pro or whatever, but we have got to, it has been a total letdown so far for the American men when it comes to USA basketball, whether that's 3, and they're saying X3. As the kids are saying, not 3-on-3, 3x3 for you old timers. Get with the program. Yeah, our women are doing great. Men didn't qualify. Olympics have been fun. That and skateboarding. Didn't think I'd be so into. In fact,
I watched swimming last night. Watched a little swimming. I watched a little of the.
Well, we need you to be our Olympic correspondent this week. So I figured you'd be watching a little bit more than just swimming. I need you all over, Brad. You're our rings correspondent.
I actually spent a good bit of time. I got Apple TV this weekend, and I got my phone to sync up with the TV. My wife got me a 70-inch TV for Father's Day.
Congratulations!
Thank you. Yeah, while y'all were gone, I hooked it up.
My goodness, congratulations
Thank
and welcome
you.
To 2021.
Yeah, I know.
Look at the smile on your face.
So,
it is, looks like it's changed your life.
And I just learned how to use this screen mirroring function on the phone.
Oh, my.
I've never used it before this weekend.
I don't think I've used that.
So you hit screen mirroring, you mirror this phone, like your Apple TV goes right on that panel. Like I got a Samsung, it just goes right on there. So I'm watching the Ted Lasso. I watched that Paul McCartney special this weekend on
Look
Hulu.
Look at you, big time.
I changed my life this weekend.
Apple TV, yeah. I'm happy for you and for the Carson
life changing.
Household. Oh, absolutely.
I got to get Superbox
this
next.
This is fantastic. No, you don't need Superbox. You still frown upon it just like John
No,
does.
I don't judge it at all. I need one.
Here I am now about a year in, and like we've talked about, it's paid for itself about 200 times over. Appreciate Jason Fitz for joining them.
You can go direct to China or Japan with that thing,
I bet. Yeah, it beams it all right in.
Just right
I got local channels. Yeah. I got local channels over there.
Jealous.
No question. You're listening to Jason and John 929 FM.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Barbecue and sports in Memphis go together perfectly with us. You're listening to the Jason and John Show live from the Topps Barbecue Studios, online at toppsbarbecue.com, and with a new location in Bartlett on Stage Road. The best barbecue and burgers from Topps go perfectly with sports on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jonathan Gavone got a new mock draft up. He did it over the weekend. We're getting ready for the draft on Thursday. It's exciting. Not just the fact that the Grizzlies have a first-round draft pick going in, but the fact that it feels like they may be aggressive, maybe looking to move up. Saw a deal reported, or a potential deal reported over the weekend, and had the Grizzlies making a move to get the 10 pick from the Pelicans and taking on some salary, taking on Eric Bledsoe to do so. That would be exciting. A trade with Golden State, who's got two first-round picks, might be exciting. Brad and I just wanting them to be aggressive. But over at ESPN.com, on Gavone's latest mock draft, and again, he did this one, I believe, yesterday, the most recently. I'll read you what he's got for the Grizzlies at 17. One of the deepest teams in the NBA and one with an already strong young core, the Grizzlies can go several directions. Different directions with this pick, including trading into the lottery, which they are reportedly looking at with potential trade partners, including New Orleans or Sacramento, taking a home run swing on a high upside prospect like Johnson, in this case, Jalen Johnson, the small forward, power forward out of Duke, who brings the type of playmaking and defensive versatility that's very hard to find from a 6'9" forward with guard skills, makes plenty of sense if they keep the pick. Even Gavone, in his breakdown of this, saying how likely it could be that the Grizzlies look to trade up. I don't know if Jalen Johnson's going to be around at 17. I've seen some have him as high as 7, some around that 10 area that the Grizzlies say they might trade into. I've seen 13 over at CBSSports.com. So I don't know who the guy is. You and I both like Moses Moody.
Yeah.
If the Grizzlies can trade up to 10 or somewhere around there. But I know I just like the idea of going after somebody maybe with a little bit more upside. Being aggressive here, because I think you've earned the right to do that.
I don't necessarily like the pick out of Duke. I realize if he
Jalen
falls,
Johnson,
I'd rather have Keon Johnson, but I know you'd have to get up earlier in that top 10 probably to get him.
Appreciate our guest today. Going to be interesting to see how this draft plays out. We'll be doing a lot of it as we lead up to Thursday. And then the draft going to be online.
We're gonna have it on
live, right?
On 92.9.
If you're not tuned in on television, listen to it right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN. That'll be on Thursday. Appreciate our guests, Tony Barnhart, Jason Fitz. Tomorrow, Heather Dinich will have on the show. Ask her about OU in Texas, how fast this is going to happen. She'll join us at 1:25. Stay tuned for Giannotto and Jeffrey. For Brad, I'm Jason. We gone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.